The plan would require Walker and any future Wisconsin governors to approve every administrative rule that's developed by a state agency. Administrative rules are the fine details of laws and can range from a landlord-tenant agreement to size limits on piers. Most are mundane, but a handful are controversial. Democrats, like Sun Prairie Representative Gary Hebel, said the move would make the already powerful Wisconsin governor's office even more powerful.
We have now elected a king rather than a governor because he's in the, or she's in the driver's seat and doesn't have to promulgate the rules until they're darn well ready to, and it can be after a significant campaign contribution occurs.
But Hazelhurst Republican Tom Tiffany said Governor Walker's willingness to be held accountable for every rule that's developed by a state agency is a positive.
What we have here is a willing governor who has said, yes, I will put my name on these rules. How many living governors do you think would do that, would have done that prior to this governor? I suspect maybe none of them.
The plan would also let people and businesses who object to rules sue to overturn them in any county. Right now they have to sue in Dane County. Republicans say that will make it easier for people to access courts when they have a grievance. Critics say it will let longtime opponents of controversial rules shop around the state for a friendly judge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.